Okay. Hello, Tai. This morning's Sefer Torah, Parshas Vayera. Parsha began the opening pasuk one pasuk aleph Vayera. Elav Hashem Elanei Mamrei Vehu Yoshei Pesach Olak Chol Mayom. Because Baruch Hu appeared to him, meaning to Avram, in Elonei Mamre, in the place, he was sitting by the tent in the heat of the day. So Rashi comments right away, first Rashi in the Sedra, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He was coming to visit the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Vaker Cholet, Avram Avinu. Amar Chama Bachanini, Yom Shlishi Lemiloso Haya. Because it was the third day after Avram had the bris milah, which we read about the end of last week. Said in Lech Lecha, this was the third day after the bris, and he was feeling sick. You know, it's a surgical procedure, so a baby recovers pretty quickly, but an adult takes more time. So Akash Baruch came to visit him. Okay, the Gemara in Sota about the Adam and Aleph tells us this is more than just the Torah sharing some general information. Akash Baruch came to visit Avram. The Gemara says. The fourth source is that pasuk. The pasuk in the third source is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Dvar and Perek Yigimel pasuk A, which says Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We're supposed to walk after, so to speak, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, also Silo, fear him, that's me, so Tishmar, observe the mitzvahs, we'll call us Tishmar, also Savoru, also Bakon, very familiar of keeping and clinging, following Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But for our the Gemara in Sota asked the following question about Yud Aleph Aleph from the fourth source. What exactly does it mean? What is exactly Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? Is it possible for a person to follow, so to speak, cling or follow the Shechina? And what exactly does it mean? Ella, lahalech a famous gemara, achar midosam shalach kodesh baruch. You have to try and emulate the practices, the midas, the behavior of kodesh baruch. In the last day, call that imitatio dei, right? Imitating God, right? This was to behave the way God does. And the gemara gives examples. Mahu mal bisharumim, the kliv ayasu shem akiv adam lo isto krosos ar avishem, apato hal bisharumim. Thus, the kodesh baruch who provided clothes for those who didn't have it, the reference to Kabbalistia or the Marishon, given an akhava, we're given clothes by Kodesh Baruch Hu, so too we have to provide clothing for those who need it. And relevant to this evening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim, Dichsiv, our pasuk, Vayera Elev Hashem, Elev Ray, Afatol Baker Cholim. So this Gemara tells us that when the Torah reports that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham Avinu, as said, for the purpose of Mivakar Tacholim, it's not just giving us a narrative, but it's telling us from here we have to learn that there is a mitzvah incumbent upon us to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be mevaker cholim as well. Mahu biker cholim afata baker cholim. That concept of mahu afata applies to other things as well, both in that gemara elsewhere. That's the famous gemara in Sota Yudal of Allah. From this, it would appear that the source of there being a mitzvah called biker cholim, the source of the mitzvah biker cholim, is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and we required Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu Imitat Yodei, we're supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to do it as well. As a side point, I printed the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Med Beis, where the Gemara says, the fifth sword, Vayir Lav Hashem Be'ilah Reim Amrei, V'yushet Pesol Kol Yom, Mai Kichol Mayom, what does it mean? He was sitting in the heat of the day. Everybody knows it's Amar Chama Barav Chanina, same speaker, interesting enough, so Chama Barav Chanina, Oso Hayom Yom Shlich Tishnom Mila Shal Avram Hayom. This was the third day since Avram's Bris Mila, Uvo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishol Avram, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to inquire how Avram was doing. And he made it a very, very hot day. He took the sun out of its hiding place, so to speak, out of sheath covering it, and made it a blistering hot day so there wouldn't be any travelers and passersby to bug Avram, you know, to prompt him to have to invite guests. As Rashi says, made the sun shine with a special power. So we know no one out on a day like that. In any event, but for our purposes this evening, the point is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram and he was sick, so the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah, therefore is incumbent upon us as well, because we're supposed to imitate the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves. So if someone asks you, what's the makor for the mitzvah Bikur Cholim? Well, It's the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu visited the sick, so we have to do that also. But there is another Gemara, and that is a Gemara earlier in the Seches Bav Metzia and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, on the eighth source. Gemara there is actually a different pasuk. The pasuk is printed in source 7. The pasuk in Parshas Yisro, most Perek Yudches pasuk Chof. There it says, "V'hitarto es hemes achukim es atoros v'odaito lahemes aderech yelchuvo es hamase sheyasun." This is part of the story when Yisro was giving advice to Moshe how to answer people's questions and set up a structure that they can deal with the people's teaching the people and so on. So it says there, "V'hitarto es hemes achukim es atoros." So the Gemara and v'odaito lahemes aderech yelchuvo es hamase sheyasun. So Tosh Malpeh, the Gemara breaks up that pasuk and learns a different idea from every phrase. The Gemara sometimes does. The Gemara sometimes takes a pasuk and they'll say, this teaches that, that teaches the next thing. And different things they'll learn from the different phrases. So there, we have the following in Rav Metzia Laman Rebbeis, verse 8, the Tanur of Yosef, Vodat Elohem, Ze Beis Chayehem. Vodat Elohem is Beis Chayehem. What exactly does that mean? So, it's not our discussion tonight, but I printed the Rashi in source 9, Ze Beis Chayehem, Lilmod Lohem Umnos Lisparnish Bo. People have to know to learn a craft or a trade or a profession, and then other things are chukim, toros, and so on. But for our, what we want is an X-ray. As haderech zu gmilus hasodim. Again, the Gemara is breaking up that pasuk in source 7, Parakuchas pasuk chaf v'shmos. So it says the phrase as haderech refers to gmilus hasodim. Yelchu ze biker cholim. The word yelchu somehow hints at biker cholim. Ba ze kvura. If the bury someone needs burial, as Hamas says, the Hadin, like the Yasun, Zulif, the Mishur, Hadin. So the Gemara breaks up this pasuk, and one of the things we learn from the phrase this pasuk is Bikur Cholim, Yehu, Ze Bikur Cholim. So there, we have a source of Bikur Cholim. There's nothing to do with imitating the Baruch, but rather it's included in this pasuk that there's a proper thing to do. Among these other things that are proper to do is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. In the Mechilta, Chodesh Yisrael, and here in Parshat Yisrael, based on this pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Parakut Cheses, most pasuk Chav, in source 10, it's actually the different Tanoim darshan the pasuk differently. They Talmud Torah. We don't have that in the Gemara. Somebody else darshan the phrase is talking about Talmud Torah. According to Yeshua, Bikur Cholim is not one of the things we learn from the phrase of this pasuk. On the other hand, the Velezer Amodai Omer. Right, he does include Bikur Cholim. Yechus Ukurus Hamei, Ukurus Mason, Boaz Ukurus Chasorim, the Tamai says Ushurus Hadin, Ashiyasun, Zelep Nim, Ushurus Hadin. That's a little closer to our Gemara, not exactly. But again, the Chazal break up this pasuk. According to Yeshua, Bikur Cholim is not mentioned, but according to Velez HaModoy, like in our Gemara, Bikur Cholim is mentioned. Yeah.
Essentially, both of them have
a common Zerah. Yechus, Zerah. Yeah, Yechus, right. Well, right, right. So that's what we'll try and maybe come back to that. That's the point. But in any event, we now have two distinct sources, really, for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Right? There is no actual pasuk directly in the Chumash which tells us go visit the sick. But we know that Bikur Cholim is certainly a prominent mitzvah in the realm of mitzvah and Havera. But here we're seeing, really, that according to one source, the Gemara in Sota, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham, so we have to imitate his way, we should also visit the sick. The other one is because this pasuk has Derech Yelchubar. Well, that's an interesting question in general, according to both. Well, what's interesting, it seems to me, is that almost perhaps the distinction is that whereas if you assume that it's the word from this pasuk, Bikur Cholim, it's like Minas Chesem, it's also mentioned, these are things you do for other people. The emphasis is on helping others, on the chaverot. The first source is not necessarily because it's the right, nice thing to do, but rather it's Hashem did, so we have to do it. I mean, ultimately it boils down, why did Hashem do it, right? But our obligation is not necessarily because of my relationship with that person, rather because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a possible distinction. Now, there's a third possible source for Bikur Cholim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Korach. Amid my parak tezayin, in source 11, the issue there is when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people, listen, I didn't do this on my own, and whatever I did, whoever I pointed to the various positions that the Korach and his people were complaining about, was just because Hashem said, then I'll prove it. And he says the famous pasuk, right? By Omer Moshe, Bezos Teidun Ki Hashem Shlachani, Lassos is Chalal Kimo Elek Yilom Elibi. Here's how you'll know that Hashem is actually one who sent me, and I didn't do this out of my own whim. Namely, in Chofes, In Kimos Chalal Kimusun Elu, if these people, meaning Korach and Dosan Aviram and their cohorts, if they die, the most color Adam, and like, well, people die. They die in whatever, in a normal fashion. out of Pkudas called Adam Yipakel, and Lo Hashem Shochani. And we'll chant it also, that their faith is parallel to everything else, then Hashem didn't send it. Next pasuk says, but if the earth will open up and swallow them up, then you'll know. Right? That's what that's going on. So the Gemara has in the Darim, Adaf Lamed Tesan Bay, source 12, Amar Reish Lakish, Remez L'Bikur Cholim Minayin Minatorah Minayin. Where is there a hint at Bikur Cholim in the Torah? So he quotes, Shenemar Im Kamos Cholim Yisrael Ufkudas Kol Adam. What does that mean, Ufkudas Kol Adam? The my mashma, Amar Rava, in Kamos Kol Adam Im Yisrael, meaning, how do normal people die? Often, Shein Cholim Umutalin Barisos, when they get sick and they're bedridden, Ubrei Adam Mivakrin Osan, people come to visit. That's Ufkudas Kol Adam. Right, the normal way of life is not always. Sometimes people die suddenly, but an often way people die. Some people die of old age. So you know they get ill and they take ill and someone visits them. So ma'abrios omer lo Hashem shochani lo zeh. Okay, anyway, that's the pasuk there. But Rashi explains in the next phrase, next source, in the 13, the Dar Lamed Tesmei is ufkudas kol adam shem b'nei adam mevakrin oso. You're appointed, like an appointed visit, so to speak. Then Lo Hashem Shalachani was there, because of Yisra'adus Karach Maliga, Lavom Mishar Moshe, Omer Lehem, Yidayit, Lavom Lotuz, Mokal. That's the local issue over there. But in any event, so here we have a third source that is understood, right? The norm, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Moshe has said, if these people die in an ordinary fashion, meaning, well, they'll grow old, they'll take ill, people come visit them. The assumption is that people come visit them. So that's what Rosh Lakish says. This is the remez. And that's how the Rosh, in Maseches Adarim, you have the Rosh printed on the page. Besides the Rosh in the back, there's a Rosh, Pirsh Rosh printed on the page. The Adarim Lama Tess, the page 14. Remez Mikachol Minatar, Pirsh Remez Mefurish, Dar Darshinale, Meyelchuba Eina Mefurish. The Rosh is a little bit bothered. What do we need this Remez? We just had an actual derivation, right? The earlier Gemara, the Gemara Bavatia, of Lama Veis, the Gemara said that the word Yelchu, at least according to our text, you learn Bikacholim. So what's So the Rosh is saying, well, it's nice that they have a drasha word Yelchu, but what? How does it sound? Who says that? Someone Bikur Cholim. And the answer is the Tarshu Alpes says so. But there's nothing in the pasuk itself. The pasuk in Yisrael, back in what was it? Back in source 7, which is the Gemara Bava Tzia Darshan, there's nothing about that word Yelchu that hints at Bikur Cholim. You got to go do something. The answer is Tarshu. Yes, it's the Tarshu Alpes. The oral interpretation. A different layer of interpretation. But the Rosh is saying we're focused on something, looking for something that had a little more direct, you know. Now, this is more direct in the sense of talking about people getting sick and dying. On the other hand, it doesn't say that it's not a mitzvah, it's just saying that that was the norm, right? I mean, people die, normal fashion people die is that they'll get old, people come visit them. And these people are going to be swallowed up by the earth. It's not exactly in the form of a tzivui, it's a part of a statement, not real, but that's why it's a remez. That's how the Rosh comments on that different remez of the Talmud of Torah. So it's only a remez because not talking, kind of mitzvah. This is a narrative part of the Torah. It's not a, you know, telling you you have to go visit the sick. It's saying that's the expected, that's the norm. That what was that? Well, Emin Hashem is a tzivoy, but the point of Mikacholim is a different. And the Rosh doesn't mention that. We'll come back to that. Now, one of the commentaries on the Sefer Dom, we have Rabbeinu Avraham Min Ahar, one of the Baba Atosis, the first of Ravam Montpellier, right? That was from the France, and Minahar, you know, Montpellier. So Ravam Minahar, and that Gemara Nadar, Lama Tesmei's Minatorah, he says, Nizkeres Minatorah, but here's what he says. The Lav Lememra Shehi Mitzah Doraisa. He goes, this is not to say that it's a Mitzah Doraisa. The Mikro Lo Muchach Dabi Mitzah, El Shederach Bnei Adam Lassos Kem. That Pasuk doesn't say anything about there being a Mitzah Doraisa, it's just saying, that's the norm, that's the Derech Bnei Adam. Now, whether Ben Avraham in a heart means to say, therefore the taka is no mitzvah, or just saying you can't see it from here, I think the latter. I think you're saying like the Rosh, you can't really see from here a mitzvah, the right, a bika cholam from this story of Korach. Again, it's just saying that's what people did. But he may mean, as we'll see later, that actually there's no mitzvah, the right at all. Okay? And in fact, the Meiri, on that Sugan Adar, on Lamed Tesmei, is right, 16, mitzvahs are saying midivrei sofrim levakar sacholah. The Meiri says the whole mitzvah is the rabbanon. And all these other drushes that we had, they're in a category called asmachta. Right? It's just, you know, it's a remez, sometimes a hint, or it's not really the right. The mitzvah is even so from Levakar, the whole of Afa Pichain, Nirmaz Vutara, you see when he quotes this pasuk, the way we explained it. But it's a, you know, the Meir is the whole that Bikur Cholim is really only a mitzvah Rabbanim. However, others clearly disagree. The Menorah Hamor, for example, Barak Zayin and Kavilis Chatzon, 5:2:17, he says openly, Ubikur Cholim mitzvah Torah. No question about it, mitzvah Torah. And he quotes this Gemara in the Darim, as Minayin Lebikur Cholim in HaTorah. I mean, that's the phrase, look back at the beginning of the 12, the Gemara in the Darim, Lama 10th phrase. Omar Shlokish, Remez Lebikur Cholim in HaTorah, Minayin. I mean, it sounds like he's talking about a Doraisa. He wants to know what the Remez, but the assumption is the Doraisa. That's how the Menorah Tamor says from the Rishonim. The Shalom, the early Achonim, he calls Masechet Tzachon and Perek Ner Mitzvah, Osayin Hay, 18, he also says, Bikur Cholim Doraisa. Right? He quotes the same Gemara, the same, that's what people did. And the Maritz Chayes, on that Gemara in the Dorm, Lama Tessin Beis 19, Remez Mikomen HaTorah, he says, he points, near Bein HaRambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, first Gemara, Kosher, the Loshon Remez, in Arach Atzmach. The Gemara uses the term Remez, and the Maritz Chayes says, the Rambam tells him that when the Gemara uses the term Remez, it's only the Rabbanon, but it's an Atzmachta. Well, the Chol Zos, but here, Mashes Tamku B'Lashon Zed, Din Toriye, so, Mitam, what you said before, Mati Halacha Lamos, from the Sinai. The Maritz Chayes says, Doraisa, it's just not Mefurish in the Pasuk anywhere, and so it's more than an Asmachta, it's a Halacha Lamos from the Sinai. So, these, the Maritz Hamor, the Shlod, the Maritz Chayes, they all seem to learn that it's a Doraisa in one fashion or another. There's another possible, yeah. Yes, that's an interesting question. I think we're going to see later, that there are times it's recommended not to go. Okay, sometimes it's better not to. First of all, sometimes the person doesn't want visitors. Sometimes the doctors recommend not to come. And we'll see about that. So I don't know. As you're asking, is it the time to go when it's the person's in most pain? It sounds like that, at least in that story. Yeah, that's a good point. If we take a look elsewhere in our Sedra, Bayera, Pasuk 20, this was when Avram was being told about the impending destruction of Sodom right before he davened with the 50, Tzadikim, and 45, etc. Because Baruch Hu says, I got to tell Avram what I'm going to do. Why? Herkul Ches Pesuk Ches 20. Pesuk Kitaitiv. Laman Hashem Tzaves Bonav Es Beis Ha'achar V'Shamru Derech Hashem Lasto Tzedakah Mishpat Laman Havi Hashem Al Avram Eitz Hashem Dibelav. You know why I love Avram so much? People wonder why did God choose Avram? It says in the Chumash why. Because I know Kitaitiv Laman Hashem Tzaves is going to command his children and his household after him V'Shamru Derech Hashem Lasto Tzedakah Mishpat. Anyway, the Medrash here in our Parsha, Parsha Memtes, Simon Dalad, 21. Ki yedayti l'mana sheitzaveh, Rabbi Yudon b'shem Ravazan, rizu hovroya, referring to the Sudas Havroah, God forbid, after the funeral, and the mourners come back, the Sudas Havroah is the first meal that the mourners eat, it's prepared by somebody else other than the mourner, it's called the Sudas Havroah, which has nothing to do with us, but Rabbananam rizu bikur cholim. So in the Medrash, this is not quoted in the Gemara, this judge, the Medrash has yet another makor for bikur cholim, namely for this pasuk. Now, if you look in the... Other rabbis. No. It means other rabbis besides the one quoted here, the Chachamim. Like that thing the Chachamim said. I thought it was there was. The Levush in Yoredeya Simon Shemamed Hay, and that's what the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim found. He says, "The person should always ask for mercy; shouldn't get sick." But Chala Omer Have Eschusu Pater, and then if he does get sick, we look for his food. It's fine. The Chala Other Mitzvah Al Kol Other Levakel. The person does get sick, there's a mitzvah to come visit. He came Matina Bakarish Baruch with Rabakir Cholim. He calls it Martin Soka, right? For our Pasuk, Vayera, I love Hashem, I love Amre, Alamit Shaboy, I love Lavakir Cholim, and Vazhar Aladoros to the Bushra. This is not, as I said before, a narrative, but it's telling us it's a warning or it's a directive to the Doros. And then he also quotes the second source, the other Pasuk in Israel, the Sam Chakor, the Vaodas, Alamit Adar, Shir Chobah, and Vaodar Shumai, the Siva Chor Hashem, Kirchem Telechu. Have to imitate our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are Halei Chachamidosov, Kedarko, Vidarchov Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mahumavakir Cholim, Mahatomakir Cholim, and again, Lefichach Mitzvah Gedolei Levakir, and other things which we'll talk about shortly. So the Levush really understands that the two principal sources are the Sugyan Sota, Achar Hashem Lachech, therefore imitating God, like he visited Avram, we have to visit the sick, and the Pasuk in Yisro, the Remez, the Darim from Korach, the Lemus doesn't even bring. Because there are one or two other possible sources. The Ragat Tovar Gona, his parish on a Chumash, Pasuk says in Parak Memches, Pasuk Aleph, Yosef was informed that his father was ill, so he took to Yaakov. So the Shilkas there, not there, but Shilkas on the midst of Mikra Cholim, in Parshat Archemos, Shilkas, Tari Gimel, 24, writes, it's better when you visit someone who's sick to go with somebody else, or someone else's company also. That's oftentimes better for the... also, sometimes it's awkward with one person. But okay, where does the Shilkas get it from? So the Ragat Tovar says, yes, from there. Because Yaakov took ill. Yosef didn't go himself. He took his sons with him. Okay, it's a nice source, but that also teaches you from that source, the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Okay? Anyway, so you have a number of possible, but as the Levush said, the principal sources seem to be the first two we quoted. Imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShem Telechu, Mahut, HaSakiyuz, Mevakir Chola, where I said this, so to Wish Mevakir Chola, and the Pasuk in Parsha Yitro. Now, whether it's a Daraisa or a Rabbanan, so it's interesting, the Bahag in 25, Sefer Halachos Gedolos, and his list of the mitzvahs, Baisan Akdoma, the Eila mitzvahs Kumase, here are the mitzvahs, Lamed Vav on his list, 36, Bikur Cholim. So the Bahag counts Bikur Cholim actually as a mitzvah Sasei Midaraisa, not only that, but as one of the Tayyak, one of the Tayyak. Right? It's one of the 613, his list, it's mitzvah Sasei number 36. That you see. He doesn't. It's the list. Perhaps. Now the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Dorish Beis, disagrees. The Rambam in his Dhamma, his introduction, has 14 rules. The Rambam gives us rules that he's going to use to determine whether something is counted as a mitzvah or not. So Dorish Beis, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? He says, "Nismachem Hashav Azul Mono Sam." He's referring to Bahag. Mono B'chal Mitzvah Bikur Cholim Lichmavelo Kvoros Mesim. Because of that Gemara, as Haderach Hashem Yelchuvah, that's the source the Rambam quotes, and therefore they counted as a mitzvah. Okay, he said that's not correct. Okay, they're not counted as individual mitzvahs. Hilo yadu on the second last line. Kapulas elam kulam adomam nichlasos achas mitzvah achas. They're not all independent mitzvahs. Okay, that they should be listed as separate ones of the 613. Okay, what is it under? He said it's under ve'ahavta l'reyachav kamochem. Right, pasuk gedoshim parakitas pasuk yichas lo sikam lo sitas v'neach ve'ahavta l'reyachav kamochem. So the Rambam says there's a general mitzvah. Sounds like he still says the Raisa, but it's not an independent. He's taking issue with the Bahag of counting Bikur Cholim as an independent mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's one of the manifestations of the broader category of the Ahavta Recha Kamocha. Okay? Right, but it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't say, right, the Rambam doesn't say it. He says it could. In fact, it certainly could. But he doesn't quote that limud at all. But you're right, absolutely. The Rabban actually points it out. But that's what the Rambam writes. If you take a look, the important Rambam, that's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Hilchos Avot, the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Avot, Perek Yedal Alocha, the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Asei, now here's where the fun starts. Mitzvahs Asei Shal Divrehem, it says, Mitzvah de Rabbanon, Levaker Cholim, Ulanachem Avelin, right, to the sick, the couple of the mourners, Ulo Tiamesh, right, to the Levayim, Lach Niskala, right, all those archim, all these different things. And all these things, these are all listed, the things that have no minimum. And literally right. Even though it's all mitzvah drabanan, under what does that mean? You do for others. Now, that's a big one. We'll have to deal with it. We'll get that shortly. Sounds a little funny. He says, sounds like he's saying it's Drabbanan. But if it's Drabbanan, what do you mean it's under the Havdalah Kamocha? If it's under the Havdalah Kamocha, what is it Drabbanan? So we'll have to see. We'll get back to that point. That is what the Rambam says. The Rabban, in his Asogos, the same Ramikos, he actually discusses in Shorish Aleph. But he quotes the Bahag as saying these all counted as separate mitzvahs. And he refers to the Gemara in Sota, Vachar Hashem Elokechem Telechu. He quotes that. And Rabban writes, he doesn't understand why the Rambam had such a difficult time counting these separate mitzvahs. Okay, the Vahag was just following what it says in the Gemara. These are all things you have to do. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu did it, you have to do it. So These are all things that are under Vahavta Kamocha, and therefore they certainly count as Doraisas, and it doesn't seem like the Rambam has such a strong objection. Okay. Now, in addition to, as I point out, in addition to the Pasuk we had, Acharei Hashem Telechu, there's another Pasuk, another famous Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Dvarim Perakom Kresko, says, Yikimcha Hashem lo lo'am kadosh, Kisvars Nikos Pokecha, V'halachta Vidrocha. Which is also similar to Acharei Hashem Telechu, Imitati Obey, V'halachta Vidrocha, walk in his way. So the Smag, Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, in the Eskin Mitzvot Simon Zion, he writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lelechas Midrachov, exactly what you said before, Mati. Mitzvah Saseh Lelechas Midrachov at Homa Yasharim. It's a positive mitzvah to follow the, you know, the good deeds and the righteous path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this, he quotes the Gemara in Sota. Mal Bisharumim, Bakir Cholim. So you said, in other words, there's a general mitzvah. Not like the Rambam said, the general mitzvah of the Achalecha Kamocha. And these are under that. But the Smag says it's under Achreshem Telecho. Again, I think the Smag would not count. He doesn't agree with the Baha'i. He didn't count Rikha Cholim as a separate mitzvah tayat, but it's certainly deraisa. We're still stuck with what the Rambam means by drabon. I'll come back to that. But the Smag certainly counts it as a deraisa, but under this, and the Smag, the same with those cotton, the mitzvah Mem Zayin, agrees. Because he lists the Vakir Cholim, the Siva, Alachta Midrachov. And it's under that general rubric of Alachta Midrachov. Okay? The Sefer Charedim, another Sefer HaMitzvah, Velez Vazkari, early Achorim. Writes in Mitzvah Sasei Paradal Os Mem Zayin, Mitzvah Sasei Levaker Cholim, Yasiva Odaitalam Zaderech Yechuba, Vidarsh Yechuzuk Vika Cholim. He quotes the other source. You see that Mishonim are sort of going back and forth. Either the source is that Pasuk Yisro Yechuba, which means Vika Cholim, or it's under Achar Hashem Akechem Telechu, or Alach Bedrochov, which is more or less the same thing. As far as the Rambam's position, as we said, the Rambam's position is problematical because he seems to say it's Doraisa. Now that come on, he says the mitzvah is the Rabbana. What's exactly going on here? So a number of the Mepharshim try and struggle with that. The Megillat Esther, last week, the Megillat Esther has to do with Purim, the commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, who tries to defend the Rambam against the arguments of the Ramban. So in Shorashim and the Shorashim and Shorash Aleph, he quotes the Rambam in the so look at the fourth line towards the end. The first part is just a quote. The yesh the small of love. The ma'achar shumoda came b'chal v'avgah chamocha lama amar shemid divrayim. Our question. If these are all under the ahavta v'chamocha, including v'chamocha, what do you mean it's your abonim? Alay ma'chacham v'chal achas v'chal k'su v'tar ozeh lo nemar k'yat lo nomar k'yam gam k'yam k'yam. Lots of times the chacham explain the mitzvah doesn't suddenly make it into the abonim, right? It's under whatever the mitzvah is. Well, if he died to k'yatam shomar hem shem gam k'yam k'yam abonim, because the Rashua achas la'achas means of chesh and posel lo daif alahem. But lo we posel after the chamocha, but lachain amo behem shem d'abonon. Iktat ha-posel ku eino klal al mashe d'arshubot. He says, because the bottom line is, Rambam is telling it, the way the Megillat Esther answers, the bottom line, the Gemara didn't learn it from the house of the chamocha. The Gemara had this other posel. So, therefore, the Rambam said it must be because it had this other posel, which is not talking about Bikur Cholim at all, I mean, it's not even talking about necessarily interacting with other people. So that's probably just an asmachta. That's why it's drabonim. The Rambam says it may be a fulfillment of a havta of a kamocha. Right? We have that concept. There is a havta of a kamocha. It's nothing to do with bikur cholim per se. But when you do something good for another person, you have to be in the kind of a havta of a kamocha. It's not enough to say that bikur cholim itself is a deraisa. It's just you get a kiyum deraisa, so to speak. The kiyum. That's how the Megillat Esther seems to say. And a kiyum sefer from the Mabit on the Rambam, there in Pesachim Perik Yudal 35. Right, mitzvahs v'sasarim derech klal ha'v'doraisa, the klal v'ahavta v'chamocha, the nilm v'ksiv v'alachta v'rachav, k'mon sh'achamo, prote yimunas chasarim v'divrayah. He says there's a general mitzvah, v'ahavta v'chamocha, v'lis chesed, but the details, what exactly, the chiyuv, the detail is rabbana. That's how the curious tape is. Moshe l'mo ha'davidome, right, Moshe l'mo ha'davidome, he says, I'm just, example, you know, there's an issum melacha on chalamoy. Any issum that's doraisa, not a work on chalamoy. Not just on Shabbos. Not a work on chalamoy either. However, on chalamoy we have certain heterim. One of the heterim is it's called davar avid, you know, whose income, or it's something which is torah chamoy, you need it for yantif, to cook or buy food or whatever. Right? So we relax, but fundamentally there is an issum melacha on chalamoy. But the parameters here were left up to the rabbanim to determine. The rabbanim can't determine what the melachas are on Shabbos and yantif, or what they are. Chalamoy, Maskua, Kasul, Chachamim. The Chachamim was left out. There is some sort of Issa Malacha, but exactly what's consumed under the Issa Malacha was left up to Rabbanan. That's a similar idea over here, huh? Well, that expression. Yeah, okay. But the way this, okay, the rap again, we're trying to solve the problem of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's Rabbanan, yet it's under.
You put under the category. You can't fall under the category.
Right. Right, correct. That's right. And the truth is, Achronim deal with it in different ways. I mean, the Solo Mesha that comes to him 36, Madur Tlisa, third volume, Kedakala, Sun, Reishman, Dalit, he says, the Neo, the Rambam lo choshul a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The Rambam is arguing that it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. In that sense, it's a darabana. It's not a separate mitzvah. Aval mikol mokom is put there lo tev kemehem shen mitzvah doraisa. Is that posh? It's still a doraisa. It's just not a separate mitzvah on its own. It's included with other things. That's what he thinks he means. Well, the raisa darabana that could be nachminis. I mean, you know, the kids, oh, well, always the witness has always been with suffix. You have to do it. Or the house trip, you have to do work with. There's another mitzvah to do now. This is the raisa. So, you know, I'm going to come. But there are some. You're right. I mean, we're from Jews, so we keep the Rabbanan also, right? But it's still interesting to know what the status is. Right, that's the question. In the record keeping. Right, could be. In the record keeping is also different. Siv writes also in his comment on Akamar and Lama Tesla and Alvin Adar. You know, that's what we should miss. The interesting case there is, you know, we have a concept. But let's say I had a fight with this guy who's sick. Before he got sick, we had a fight. You know, he kept coming. I was just studying the Dharma and medicine called Mudu Hano. I said, "Are you not allowed to have any Hano from my property?" Right? But he said to me, I said to him, "So now can I go visit him?" Well, let's say now the person's sick. You know, so I can go to his house, sit in the chair, can I use his, you know, because the Mudu Hano. But, you know, the guy's sick, I want to go. I'm not going to hold, you know. So those who say no, that everything's off because mitzvah lav lehenes mitzvah. You're not going to get any benefit. You're going to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah by definition, no. So the Netziv, that may be a different Darbonim. So that's what the Netziv says. No, this is mitzvah bikur cholam. It's still mitzvah lav lehenes mitzvah. That's what he says. The Chavetz Chaim, instruction to Sefer Avos Chesed the Tzitzit, writes in 38. After the var ezem mitzvah, they rogi lavor mishu ish kili umachek atzma midas hachesed. There are certain averus which, if you're, I think he means refuses, I'm sure the expression, keeps himself away from midas chesed. So you violate balachta b'drocha, just let's say. If you don't do chesed, you're over on balachta b'drocha, mahu rachum, apata rachum, etc., etc. And also, you violate, he quotes the Olive and Mason both there, huh?
How do you track that? Where's the line?
You have to do all day, yes, 24/7, right. I mean, so there are guidelines for a different time. There are guidelines there, too. But in Bayes, he also quotes the other guy. He quotes, Acher Hashem Achem Kelechu, right, by the Midas of Hashem. And also, so he quotes both things. Okay? Rav Soloveitchik, I'm not going to read the whole thing, was printed in the Mishnah in the notes that are Rekhman printed up, on that Gemara above Matthias, Lamed or Bayes. The Gemara says, you know, if you look back at the source, there's an important point. If you look back at the original source, look back for a moment at 8. Gemara above Matthias, Lamed Bayes. Honor Yosef. Wait a minute. Why do you need two separate? They're chopping up the pasuk, right? Why do you need two separate limudim from the pasuk? One gulas chasadim and the other bikur cholim. Aren't they related? Why did the Gemara have to and the Medrash also and then the Chukma in 10? Why also do you have to have two different things? One for gulas chesed and one. For the Gemara says. The Gemara says that kasha. Amar Mar Yechus zibikol haino gulas chasadim. Lo, Nitzchela Ben Gilo. The Ramar Ben Gilo notel echad mishik b'choyo. Afilu hachin ibayle the mezel gabei. Strange Gemara. I don't know exactly what it means. A lot of different theories. But when you go to visit a sick person, you take away 1/60th of his illness. Presuming you're Ben Gilo. What does Ben Gilo mean? The same age. You're born under the same astrological sign. It's hard. It's a cryptic or mystical concept. But somehow, when you go visit a sick, you relieve a certain amount of pain. Even it means you get it yourself, but it's not harmful because it's a small amount, somehow that alleviates it. But anyway, if it was just Gemilas Chasadim, So you wouldn't necessarily have to put yourself in that circumstance. That's why you need a separate thing for Bikur Cholim. That's what the Gemara said. So Salvechik explained, 40. V'nira levar delafia Rambam, min haTorah chal mitzvah cholis debiros chesed, v'ein Bikur Cholim v'nicham aveilam v'kvurs meisim, nechshavus l'mitzvahs miyuchadus v'tahas min haTorah elmo d'abana. He's explaining, there's a daraisa of gemilas chasadim, v'hatah yachacham ocha, and all these other things, Bikur Cholim, nicham aveilam, kvurs hameis, they're not separate mitzvahs, they're darbonim. The min haTorah chal chiyuv klali lis asik gemilas chasadim, v'shavus l'hatah yachacham ocha, v'al ein chiyuv la'asos ma'aseh mesuyam. There is no daraisa to do a particular act to go Bikur Cholim, nicham aveilam. It was darbonim chal mitzvah mesuyam es Bikur Cholim, nicham aveilam, kvurs meisim. So he says, in other words, basically like the answer we said before, the Doraisa is a general din of Gemilas Chasadim. Midrabana, there are particular actions that are required. But that's how he just explains the Rambam. That's how he justifies the Rambam. And he says that's what the Gemara means. Why do you have to have two separate teachings for Gemilas Chasadim and Bikur Cholim for? Because Bikur Cholim comes to include certain things which maybe, he says, in taking over someone's illness, there's a certain chashash. That's not the right. Milas Chasadim wouldn't require that, but Bikur Cholim, the Drabana, that is required. Now, as a side point, he tells the story here. Okay, and again, if you look at the top line, it says, Abu Ma'achad, Abu Mitzvah, he said it, he says, Bikur Cholim, Chachomim, Hitulab Chiyu, Bikur Cholim, Afilim Gabbis, Hesh Mitzvah, Sakon, Avakas, Acholim. Because Gemilas Chasadim would not have required that extra level. And Bikur Cholim does. And then he ends with the story, Yadua HaMaisa Shira Bebrisk. He says one time in Brisk, the Hoya Magefas HaCholira, Cholera, the epidemic. And then Moran HaGrach, Reb Chaim, he's Asik Ba'atzol Begupo V'tipol HaCholim. He ran around taking care of all the people who were sick. Okay? And he says, even though there was a little bit of Sakana, he would get sick as well. Nonetheless, he did it. Of course, he made a distinction. What are the odds? If so contagious that you're going to get sick yourself. Now, you don't have to do it. You have to figure out in each case. Okay. Anyway, I don't think he would. It'll bring a riot from that story. Yeah. Nowadays, that's not. Shouldn't be, but of course he takes it. Anyway. You take a look in 41, that's the Chulas of Moshe Sternberg, Chulas on Huggers, Eric Bates, and the top cook, Sadi Bates. He has a different answer. He says, well, it may depend on the following. Is this Chola, and this leads us into the final part of the discussion, does this Chola need Mevakrim? Because, you know, sometimes there's so many people visiting him, he doesn't need, I'm not saying that's detrimental, but he doesn't need. Okay, he has people taking care of him and so on. He says, came here, so I see 41. The guy needs people to look after him and come in and make sure that everything is being taken care of with the davening for him. Then he says the obligation is not Torah, right? And on the other hand, when the Rambam says the midrabanan, that's the guy doesn't need it. And we're going to see that Bikur Cholim, and really this is, he says the same thing with the Avelim. There's so many people there, you want to do the mitzvah, but one's the rice and one's the abonah. The rice of the person is in need. This opens the door to something else, to the next door, and that's the following. Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is not just to walk in, how you doing? Are you doing okay? But it's also to make sure that the person's needs are being attended to. Now, by the way, that can be even in a hospital. Sometimes, I was in the hospital. Sometimes, the hospital's very busy, there's a lot of activity. And sometimes someone else has to look. You get a fresh, looked into
kosher food, even
medical. Certainly, when it comes to kosher food, or making sure the person's comfortable, or the bed mood. There's so many things going on at a hospital at once that the top you don't have one-on-one service. So sometimes you need a person just to make sure that everything is going. You want to check with the doctor. Is this, this medication? That medication? Well, weren't they supposed to give them the medication at 10 o'clock? And then sometimes no, we change it. Whatever. So my point being that Bikur Cholim is not just saying hello and talking about the World Series and seeing how the guys well, that's part of it, okay? But it's also looking at after the person's needs. So Sternberg says, well, if the guy's got enough people, he's got family members and friends, so then you can't say for every person's the writer. So there's nobody becomes a writer. That's the Chilak Hidros. This concept, yeah. Right, exactly. So the truth of the matter is, if you look carefully, since you said, I was going to say it later, okay, take a look at the It may exactly be this distinction why there are two psukim, why there are two makoros. Because they're two different, at least two different aspects of the mitzvah. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, look in the Rashi, and this it says it too. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram, it says, Ubo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shol v'shlomo. And he wants to say, how you doing? You know, cheer him up and ask how I want. That's one big call. But the limud, and that's in the Tatio day, okay, you should also see how someone's doing. But the other makar, I mean, Yehu, he was pointing out at the very beginning, Yehu, you got to go and you got to do something. It's not just a matter of checking in and everything, okay. But rather, and of course, there are things to say, but things not to say. Huh? What? What's that? Right, people, maybe. Okay, but that's what I want to suggest. I think hinted that. That's what I think also. I think that's why there are different makaras, because there are different aspects to the mitzvah. And they're not exclusive. They're both right. Okay, the truth is, we look at that sugi in the Dharm, Lama Tesla Bays, a little further on the page 42, and going over to Mem Amad Aleph. Rechelba Cholash, Rechelba once got sick. Nafak Ichriz or Kana, Rechelba Boish. Okay, so Kana went out and he told people, Rechelba was sick. For whatever reason, lo ik poish means sick. Okay, lo ika the cause. Nobody came, right? So Amar Lahu lo kachay ma'ase. The Talmud Echav Tamidim Rekiva tells the story. One time, whenever Rekiva's Tamidim got sick, lo nichnasu chamu vakor. People didn't come. People were busy, whatever. The nichnasu Rekiva levakor. So the Rebbe himself, Rekiva came to visit him. Ubishul shekivdo v'rid telefon of chaya. Okay, because he took care. Kivdo means he took care of not. The honor, but he took care of the Chabad Habayis. No, I mean, like he's cleaning up and jumping, you know, doing things actively in front of him. He brought the guy live. I'm like, Rabbi Chisoni, he brought my life back. You don't go, it's like you're murdering the person. And okay, and that's the idea. The idea is to take care of the person's needs. And So Rekiva didn't just visit the guy and say, how are you? Or sit down, have a conversation, cheer him up. Maybe he did that too. But Kibdo Verutso is understood to mean that he actually went ahead to, you know, to do things that, you know, that made it more comfortable, that his needs were attended to, and so on. Then at the end of that Gemara, very, very important. Okay, first of all, you're the point that Steve, you mentioned before. Amar Shabbat of Edi, lo lisit inish ksir lo betlashoi kadmaisim, lo betlashoi basraisim yomot. It's better not to come the first 3 hours a day or last 3 hours a day, but not literally, early in the morning or late at night. Because what's the idea? Because part of what we see here, the part of the purpose, okay, is to daven for the person, aside from hearing well, right, taking the daven for him. And come early in the morning, I just wakes up. Usually, it looks good, you know, had a good night's sleep, whatever, woke up. So you'll see the guy early in the morning, and you'll say, "All right, not this great. It's pretty good. You want to have that?" At the end of the day, he's exhausted. All this guy, terrible. Forget it. That's not even worth davening. You know, forget it. Something else should happen. You know. So that's the look in Rashi and around. I'm not going to go down. I remember what Aleph is in. But the early in the morning, like the Ron Wright, because some of Rocket, the trumpet doesn't need what he needs me. I mean, it's good. At the end of the day, the guy's FS Tikva. We're out of hope. Yeah, it looks terrible. Okay, Mishayish Menarachim. Okay. Now, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Right, so sometimes that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Rosh writes his parish Torim, okay, and a lot of times, but it's a Koli, right? Lo yabidait with the enemy of Dover Shech Yusuf Tzulibo. I know bikur chola ki a chola nena mikola adam ivakro. The Rosh says, in general, a chola benefits from someone who visits it. So, right? So there is that element. What I'm trying to say is we're not taking away from that element of just being here to listen to the guy. Something may have seen years ago, the guy did some characters made a video, you know, of what not to say when you have a bakur chola. A very humorous, video. You see people visiting the guy all laid up in the hospital. And they're saying all kinds of, you know, one thing is more idiotic than the other. Unfortunately, I think sometimes that happens. You know, they have a guy coming and the person's all laid up, he's and I had the meal on the table there. So, he says, listen, I just came straight from work. I half a fire truck. I said, you're not going to eat it. Mind if I eat it? I said all these types of, you know, things that you don't say at the, you know, or you say to the guy, I'm sorry you couldn't make it to the meal last week. It was really good. You would have enjoyed it. That's what they call it to say also. Well, not to say. Anyway, but part of it is, and the Meiri also says that. If you look in the Meiri, and that's looking at Dar Lama says, and raise mitzvahs, I say, the master of 46. Well, all of you held him, Zariz, the mitzvahs, Bikr Cholim, Mirsham Avakim, Mekil, Bechoyo Shachola. Right, you will relieve his discomfort, right? Just by being there. Okay, you give him some sort of hanah. On the other hand, the Shita of Kubetzas adds in Memorah, based on the story of the Kiba, Shekibe Beriah Tafonov, Mikan, Shekola Holoch, Avakar, Shachola, Yorid La'ayin, Be'inyan, Mikas, you got to look into, not just calling him and saying good morning or how you're feeling, but rather I look into what the person needs. Okay? Fix his bed, you know, does it need to be lifted or whatever the person needs. Okay. Now, again, there is an idea to talk to him. That's what Sefer Charedim writes. Mitzvah Perek Dalet Os Mem Zayin 48. He says, "The Echad Me'anfei Hamitzvah Daber Macholer." Right. So talk to the person. Right. People want someone to talk to. They don't want to be alone. You know, the hospital sometimes it's lonely and it's boring. Okay. So you want someone to talk to. Again, on the other hand, you have to. My wife's uncle years ago, had a heart attack, and Baruch Hashem is fine. But he said, when he's in the hospital, remember two things he said. Number one, have that kind of a situation. You don't need the Mesilas Charim or the Chovas HaLevavos or the Musa Sarim. You need a davening. But he said, the other thing was a certain person came to visit him, and he said, like, by the time the person leaves, he wanted to say, you go into the bed. The guy came and told him all his problems. He said, I should rock call you. Let me get out of bed. You go in here. So sometimes people don't always. But anyway, the other thing, the Charedim, the talk usually is good, but the person on the Charedim also says, in Memches, the spiritual end. 48. Mitzvah l'harshir is a chalab b'tshuva. Right? To encourage the person in the right way. Should do tshuva. It's very nice for other people to dive into the cholam. We should. But you know something? The most powerful tefillah is the cholam himself. The cholam himself should dive in. Yeah, I mean, in the right way, you have to be the right kind of person. Not necessarily to say, maybe we should say video now. No. Not that. Okay? But again, you have to know how to say it. You say it the right way. Okay. The Rosh, it's interesting, the Rosh is perish on the Torah here in our section, Vayera. It says Vayera love and son, Rash Lavakra Sakola, and quotes the Gemara. Vayera Mucha Shalobo El Lavakra. Okay, he only came to visit, but the other things you have to do as well. Okay, like we said. You look in the Rambam, he looks over later in Parakya Dalad, he says all of these demons. Halacha Dalad, Bikur Chola Mitzvah Lakol. He says, Apilu Godol Mavakra Sakot. Even somebody who's a greater person, Mivaker, a less significant person. By the way, Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu was in Avram, right? But that's, you know, that also, that's what some point out, that also might not be included on the regular Gemilas Chesed. We have a concept called Zokein Me'enel V'Kvodo, right? But sometimes a person, it's not honorable for him to go, you know, based on Bahashamas Aveda, right? So there's some lost Aveda in the mud. And this guy, if it was his own thing, would go after it. If you don't make him crawl through the mud to go get something to someone else, he wouldn't even take it himself, right? So, but by Bikur Cholim, since it's a separate myth, it applies even Gadol and Cotton, the Rambam says. And then he writes, okay, hey, ain't Rachel, not in the first 3 hours, not in the last 3 hours, and so on, okay? And Alach Avav, he ends by saying, Umevakesh Olav Racham in Biyotzei. Part of, there's really a third aspect of Bikur Cholim. I said before, davening to the person. And the Ramban writes in the Torah of Adam, do the needs they need to help him get better. And the internachasu chavero. And the same general idea. It's the law, right? I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it seems so. That's certainly, if it's a matter of imitating Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Megav, right? You have to imitate Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You could say, that if the Chiv is if his needs, it's really the needs and not you. But you have to be the one to take care. I have to categorize. But I would say that might be a distinction what the Makor is. The Shlah, right? The Bikur Cholam is a mitzvah that's done beguf v'nefesh u'mamon. That's from Sakham Perik. His Sakham, what he calls Sakham. Not to Meshach, the Perk, my near mitzvah, Ozai, Rav. Okay, it's Beguf, the Nefesh, Mamon. Guf, Ketan, Yorot, Vis, Asik, Mechol, Sov, Laham, Tzilok, do whatever you have to do to get him his medicine, whatever needs to be done. Chayin Yatrich Begufo B'Yetzim Tzofam. Our Rosheni tells us that Akiva did all that. Okay, that's the third line. B'Nefesh Ketan. He spoke Nafsha B'Tchinus. Davin for the person. Okay, and B'Mamon. Liros in Ein Lachola Mamon Kol Tzofam. He started all help raise money. Sometimes. That's how to raise money for someone who's sick. That's a pay for treatment and so on. So the mitzvah encompasses a lot of things. Ramor writes, in the day, it's in Shem Lamed Hasty Dalad, after the Chabad presents to the Din, he writes, and people don't know this, you look in the parentheses, the chol shebike velo bike shavrachim lo kiyam ha-mitzvah. That's how far it goes. You visit somebody, you take care of the other needs, but you don't daven for him, you're not properly fulfilled the mitzvah. That's how far the Ramor takes it. Okay, and that's in it. And just to finish up, it's interesting. Well, I'll just read the Archer Shulchan because he has, as usual, a nice summary. And as soon as Sin Lamed Hey, Sin Gimel. Iker Mitzvah Speaker Cholam Hula Ayin B'Tzarcha Cholam. I just saw the sort of the key. If we go looking into what the person needs. And not only that, but you have to restore Rachel. What I want to bring out is that maybe there are multiple sources, okay, because of multiple obligations that are not exclusive. It's all one mitzvah, but there are different aspects that are different sources. Okay, the Moshe Feinstein also writes in the Tuba, because Moshe Adei Chalik Dalat Sum Tum Nun Aleph, here he writes at 55, the Gam Ha Iker Mitzvah Biker Cholam Ukadei Palel. Okay, that's the Iker, he says. Well, that's a further question. Depends where. Now, interesting, because the notion of a Mishaberech, that's what comes to make a Mishaberech. But no, he seems to say, and the Ramon seems to say, in front of the person, yeah, what are you doing? Wishing for a fourth shleimah. That's a tefila.
Yeah.
Right, so you'll be more, you'll realize that. Absolutely, absolutely. So then that leads to the final thing I mentioned. I'm not going to read all these two things now, but it's interesting. Take a look at 56. Helkis Yaakov, Yaakov Weiss, Yerdeus in Kuch Teches. Im Yotzin mitzvah biker cholam b'ksav, or they telephone. Im Yotzin mitzvah biker cholam by calling up the person. It's in question. Okay? Or sending him a letter. Get well there, b'ksav. Oh, no, that's exactly. Okay, so he says, or he sent him a get well letter. Okay, so he says, in the third paragraph, if you have near and poorer, the Iker Mitzvah and Yosin Rakisha Hochel Levakar Chol of Tonov. Okay, really, and that's exactly what this nigga said. He says you're supposed to do the Mitzvah the Tonov. Okay, the Tonov, because that's really the only time you can. However, he says. If there's no other alternative, or if the best you can do, so then. But he's clear that the bichur on the telephone is really only second best. So Moshe also writes that another tshuva or a day chelik aleph from Reish of Gimel. Okay, v'var bichul cholim a day telephone. Just he spelled Yiddish. Okay, telephone. Okay, he said no. He spells it differently than me. So I think it was a question. I spelled telephone when they made it into a Hebrew word. Anyway, so Moshe has it in Yiddish and the Hebrew. The telephone. Okay, he says a lot of things you can't do by the phone. Okay, a partial and a daiti shav shemakaya mitzvah b'kolam, but ain't no shayach lomar sheyotzi lechavoso. Even shechoser b'bikaze in yalam achem sheyesh b'kolam. You're makayim something, but you can't say it's in the full mitzvah. That's what you said. Okay, and he says rachmi is efsho makayim ba'alicha l'sham. Even if you can't get there, you live somewhere else and so on. So then, you can do it by the phone. Of course, the story in the Gemara says that someone saw someone in the marketplace, and you can ask him how the sick person was doing. Something to it. Especially the person knows and you care, yeah.
I think that
that's what some of the posts are like. By the phone, the guy knows you can't. You can't have a call. That's an interesting question. You text. I don't know if it's not a text. Today, I mean, the younger generation, everything is done by text. Someone told me that sometimes works in Shidduchim. And there's told my wife that the couple was going out. They decided, I don't know if it was the boy or the girl. One of them said they want to break up. Okay, I'm going out, I'm going to break up. So either he or she, let's say with the groom. I don't have the guy. I don't know who the girl was. Said, I'm going to send a text. So the shock of the lady said, I'm right to break up. What do you mean? We only, that's all we ever did. We only texted each other. They never caught out. They'd only had a relationship by text. I guess it's that way. Then you can end up with a text also. It's a different world. I think what you're saying is right. But today, when the medical needs are not as, sometimes the family accepts it. On the other hand, there are sometimes in the hospital where, if at least, like you, as a doctor, who knows what to look for. Okay, I walk in, I don't know anything, so I'm not going to tell a doctor what to do. But sometimes someone who's knows medicine. Right, that's my wife's job. You know, but I know what a mature father was doing, so on. Something. You have to do the same problem. You do. Okay. By the way, this too, I just want to point it out. I'm going to start with the top of the page. The Moshe writes, that's in the second he writes, the Chan is like the Ain Shaykh Lomar Sha'ikar Ubisri Atsila. It's not the main thing. The other two, he said, it is the main thing. There's Tikkul Sirah in the words of Moshe. The Minchas Yitzchak, dying wise, Leda Charedis Mishalayim, Chelik Beis, Eidalab, he has an interesting distinction outside the Chan. He says, the first time, you go in person. After that, you can call. But one time, at least the first time, you should show enough. Look, it's not expected that people can come every day, every minute. People have other things in their lives and so on. So he makes an interesting village. The last part of the Shuvah, Chelik Beis, and again, he called the telephone. He says that your army came, it's not the Muslim. At the end, Mama Od Nachon Achos, the Papama Rishona, the Vadek Tzurichim Lavaker, but Atzuz Achola, Shaloi, they telephone. Every time it's spelled differently. But he says Shaloi, that's what he says. And again, I'm just pointing out that Tzitz Eliezer, Elakei in Session or Amat Rachel, Tumakhez, as well, also speaks about Chola. He thinks it's okay with the phone, okay? And I'll just finish with Avad Yosef, one of his children, he was asked, right? You're more into it and so on. And you know his condition. So that's the other thing. You want to daven for the person. You see his condition. You know, it's different when you see it. Ain't a domish shmilariya. We probably have had this experience ourselves sometimes. So you see the person, you don't realize what the condition is. Yeah, it may make a difference. I don't know. Still see him live. On the other hand, he writes, the V-Nation, Yocholo, Alechas, Avachal, Batzo, and you're not Yotzi by phone, but if you can, you can do it phone. I just want to mention that again, if it's just, and this may make a difference also, if it's general to what you're saying, well, if it's just a matter of how you're doing, the shomer, then you can argue about a phone is probably the same thing. But if you take care of his needs, then it's better to see him. On the other hand, today one could argue that taking care of the needs is not the same. We're not that we may make a difference if a person is under doctor's care, a person is just homebound, and then it's sick and there's no one really there, then that may make a difference. That would be harder to do with a phone. Right, that's true. In the past, sort of get something. So, in any event, right, correct. No, that's correct. So ultimately, I think, again, the different aspects of Yikur Chola, maybe that explains why there are different sources in the Pesukim. I go to Vachar.
In order to try and be compared,